How can I help you?
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Yes, may I speak to a psychic reader?
Yes. What kind of help do you need?
Yeah, I'm very concerned about my dog. I want to know if he's sick, if he's going to die, if he's going to survive.
Did you take him to the vet?
I don't believe in this vet. I follow astrology. I follow what is happening in the stars and in the different moons and different planets. You know about all the planets, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. So can you help me? What, how I can find out if my dog is gonna die? I'm so scared. I'm very scared, Her dog is very sick. Can you help me? Hello?
I can.
Okay. His name is Joaquin, and everybody telling go to veterinarian, go to veterinarian. I don't follow medicine. I don't believe vet medicine. I believe in the stars. I believe in the moon. I believe in the sun. I believe in planets, That's what I believe.
Okay, so have you talked to anybody to try to help you besides myself?
I tried to call 17 psychic. Nobody will help me.
Okay, but why won't they help you?
Lot of people think that my dog is going to die just because he has cancer.
Okay.
But I believe that anything is possible if you believe in the stars. If you believe in the tarot card. Do you follow,
Correct.
do you do tarot reading? Tarot?
Yes, I do.
If you don't mind, can I ask one question? Where do you study the tarot? Because I'm a big believer in tarot card. And a lot of people tell me I'm stupid for believing in tarot card. I tell them, you're stupid. You are a stupid one. I'm not a stupid one. You are a stupid one. When they tell me don't follow astrology, I tell them, you shut up your mouth before I kick it out. You shut up your mouth before I kick it out. Idiot.
Okay.
This is what I tell them.
Okay. So the only thing I could give you my best advice, honey, either you come in and open up the tarot cards, not only on your dog, but yourself too.
You
And
think
it gets pretty pricey.
I need to get tarot card reading?
Yes.
Well, I don't have cancer.
Well, through you, we can see what's going on. Do you understand that?
Through me, you can understand what is happening with my dog, Joaquin.
Yes, because the connection and the love that's between you will show up.
I don't love my dog.
Huh?
I don't love my dog.
You don't love him?
No. My friend, he told me to watch the dog. He was going back to Pakistan to do some business dealing. Then he never came back. Then I'm stuck with Joaquin. I hate him, actually.
But you want to help him, right?
He is a creature. He has life. I don't abuse him. Sometimes I want to kick him in the face, Sometimes I want to beat him with a baseball bat. Sometimes I want to. It's very emotional. I have to fight my own desire, my
Demons, your
anger.
own demons.
I don't want to abuse an animal. I'm not abuser, I'm a good man, but I hate this dog.
Okay. So there's really not much I can do unless I get into the cards to see what's wrong. And from what I'm picking up, your energy's all over the place, honey, all over the place, and it's not good.
No, my energy is in Los Angeles, not all over the place. In fact, I don't travel. I'm not allowed to travel. I have a medical condition and also many restrictions on me legally.
So would you like to come in for a tarot card reading?
How much will it cost?
Was $95.
$95.
Yes.
Do you accept crypto?
No.
I want to pay in Ethereum,
Cash only, honey.
Bitcoin maybe. Okay. $95, I have to check if I want to spend this much on this bloody dog.
Okay. You do that, okay? Thank you for calling.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, boy. We'll hear more about her again a little later. Welcome back to Joking Not Joking. I'm your elegant and extremely educated professor, and we are glad you are with us. Today's episode is all about culture, which is something that I'm very well versed in considering I've influenced culture for the last 50 years. But this episode is not about me, unfortunately. Mo and AZ discuss what is happening to culture as our world gets more and more connected. Coming up, you'll hear real audio of Azha getting into a spicy little debate with Oprah in real life about whether culture and religious identity is a soup or a salad. Yeah, really, this is why I love AZ. The guys will also talk about our friends in the Western world turning to ancient Eastern religious practice in search of, well, culture, I guess. Anyway, enough of all the explanations. Here is another episode of the world's greatest podcast, Joking, Not Joking. Enjoy, you dum-dums.
This is Joking, Not Joking.
What up, everybody? It's Mo.
What's up? This is your boy Azhar Usman.
From Luminary, this is Joking Not Joking. Let's play that video from Oprah. Please, can we please pull that up? Yeah, Aaron needs to see that. This too. It'd be a whole other level of understanding. Of course you should pull it up. Let's have fun, bro.
Okay.
This is a clip of Azhar.
All right, so check it out. 9/11 happens, horrible event.
It's a week after 9/11.
So Oprah decides, you know, how she can be of service. For those who were there,
as Oprah can. God was a woman,
right?
You know? Probably Oprah, right?
Yeah, exactly. Especially at that time, people forget, man. When she was on top, it was like, you know, she was
giving out
free cars,
like mid class sedans.
She was straight up to everybody in the audience.
Everyone. This is still a running joke to this day. It was such a big thing. People still do. You get us something. Yeah. That's like a running joke
between
everybody.
It's weird how, you know, young people don't remember that. They have no idea, bro. She was the queen of media. Like Oprah, such a big, powerful phenomenon. You know what I mean? So anyhow, so she decides a week after 9/11.
Yep.
How she can be of service is she's going to do an episode called Islam 101. Americans are freaking out about Islam. They're confused. They're misinformed. Let me bring an expert on and let me have an honest exploration of, like, everybody calm down. Nothing to be scared of here. Islam is a great world religion. So that was her framing, okay? As part of that, she has some news packages produced beforehand about Muslim women who wear hijab.
That's very
nice. My ex-wife wore hijab, so she somehow, some way got networked and they asked her to be part of the package. So she ended up being on Oprah in this pre-produced package. The day of the show, she gets a plus one. I go, I'm in the audience. Right. They have the whole episode. It's done. After the episode is done, they're making bonus content for Oprah after the show, which is going to be on the web. And this happened.
You know, we're everywhere. We're making
hot dogs. That's a very interesting point, though. See, you're a perfect example for teaching.
Up on your screen. You had your two leaders and they were not wearing this.
No, but this is the point.
So it's confusing.
The point that you just made is very critical, I think, because you said right now, and this is a chance for you to like open up, expand. You said right now, I want you to promote America. Yes.
First of all, it's like, this is how desperate Muslims are. We make hot dogs. That's like the first. We were so fucking desperate.
Straight up, dude.
To like be seen. We're like, guys, we're regular.
I like chocolate cake.
Here's what we do. We make you hot dogs and halal gyros, right? You guys like the gyros, right? The gyros, heroes. Some people say gyros. We say gyros. Well, I don't say we because I'm Indian. But look, I mean, we make all kinds. We make, you like butter chicken? It came from us. We make that delicious food. Remember that? regular people. Please stop killing us. Please, please don't kill us. Please, we make hot dogs. Please, everybody. And then the woman, the white woman, was just like, I'm just so confusing. It's just, I can't. Some people wear it, some people don't. How am I going to know? Because I need to know. I need to know.
It's what we feel in our heart, and this is the way that we feel that we can please God. So, and it's a lot of us out there. I mean, everybody isn't born from someplace else, and we all come here.
All this exposition is not necessary. She could have just opened up an old biblical painting and just seen their depiction of the Virgin Mary and her companions, beloved, and they'll all be wearing headscarves. You'd be like, oh, that Muslim's hanging out. I'm like, no, this is the Virgin Mary. This was published and so-and-so.
It's like, yeah, she's a Muslim.
And that's it. She's a Muslim, yeah. And just put it aside. Be like, oh, this must be she Muslim as well.
Which
but I'm
she
saying,
is.
Like, this is all you need to do.
Yeah,
just like
right?
in the show, the OG hijab.
OG hijab is a genius joke.
Exactly.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I wonder what happened to this woman, though. I'd really like to know. It's been 20 plus years right. now. Was she at the March, January 6th?
Like
you know what I mean?
Also, she's 21 years older. So that's why
I just said.
This woman might be right. We're like in her 70s.
I know.
It's wild, man. I was 25.
You had your 2 liters and they were not wearing this.
No, but this is the point.
So it's confusing.
The point that you just made is very critical, I think, because you said right now, and this is a chance for you to like open up, expand. You said right now I want you to promote America. What is America?
Exactly.
America's all of these people.
Well, I said, that's great.
Do you know what she said?
No.
She said she has a flag on her house. So I said, that's great.
She said she had a flag in her house. So I said, that's great. Then I could sleep more comfortably next to my fat fucking husband who watches goddamn football games every Sunday, farts and shits. But at least he believes in the right guy. You know what I mean? And she doesn't believe we should defund the police. So I very much appreciate this woman very, very much. I think she's absolutely right. That we believe in the right God and she doesn't, but I'm glad. I want everybody to wear headscarves. Very important that I say this. I want to be able to know who you are from at least 30, 40 yards away. I want to see if you fucks are coming at me with that Allahu Akbar or whatnot. I don't know what the fuck that is, but let me tell you something. I'm very scared of it.
It means God is great.
Well, that kind of changes things, but it sounds weird. You got to admit that it sounds weird.
No, it sounds weird to you because you don't speak Arabic. If you spoke Arabic, then you wouldn't think it's weird. You would think how you're speaking is actually weird.
You know what? You're not making any fucking sense here, and this is exactly why we don't need you cocksuckers walking around America making us hot dogs. I don't need you to make me hot dogs, by the way. Let me just fucking tell you. I don't need you guys. That's the point. It's a quintessentially American thing. I don't want you making fucking hot dogs.
This is the great melting pot where you are allowed to be whoever you want to be.
It's where Azhar can't stand it.
It's a salad bull. Okay, that's right.
Oprah, I think
go ahead. Well, you're speaking now. You have the floor.
Thank you very much. I've been obviously very desperate. I think that that comment hits the nail exactly on the head, where there's still an assumption that America is a melting pot. And people forget that that's exactly the problem with that melting pot theory is everybody comes, melts away their uniqueness and their individuality into assimilation. In a salad bowl, every piece retains its individual flavor and its individual identity. I think that's exactly the essence of the question. And the fact that you said it unintentionally, Oprah, not to put you on the spot, is exactly the point. There's an unconsciousness of the fact that we don't understand that we're being quite hypocritical about what it means to be American. I would say, because this is a country founded on religious freedom, freedom of expression, to express who you are, there's nothing more American than that.
Rousing applause.
Checked Oprah.
Rousing. I mean, checked Oprah.
Which is wild.
Which is amazing.
I just want to say that there's a very important point here to be made. It's actually not. That's the problem with this theory, dear Oprah. But we're all actually a salad bowl. We're not a melting pot. And I just want to let the lady in the front row know that I have a flag also in front of my house. Oh, that's good there. That's really good.
Well, what about everybody 5%ing, all Americans and basically like Westerners 5%ing about yoga? As though it's not basically worship in the Hindu religion. Like you're just stealing the... I got a mantra from Keith at the yoga studio. Yep. It's like, bro, this guy's looking at some ancient religious text from the Hindu religion.
It's one of my biggest beefs with Steph, honestly.
Really?
Not a beef, but it's like... She is a yoga master.
Right.
She knows this stuff. And when she starts talking about it, I...
Start MPAing.
I start MPAing. Holy not paying attention.
NPA.
NPA is not paying attention. When one zones out in the middle of conversation interaction, it could have been easily avoided if they said, hey man, I need some personal time, PT. When one requests a short break to handle a quick need, for example, respond to a text, check on the status of a delivery, make a phone call, that's all it needs.
Yeah, NPA. NPA
I'm like, you're too incredible for me to focus on this too long. I just gotta like let that go for a second.
No offense to white people, but like white women who are just like super into yoga, and then, especially if they start quoting the names of the positions and stuff in some Vedic language. It's like, dude, I'm Indian. Please don't.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that to me. That's not cool. Namaste. It's namaste, you know? Like you're mispronouncing it also.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to come from a hater energy. It's beautiful, actually.
No,
to
it
me,
is.
Also, it's, to be totally honest, it makes me kind of sad. Because it's like, dog, you're so thirsty for culture. You used to be German. You used to be Irish. You used to be Scottish. You used to be English. You used to have culture, man. Now it's
what's their culture?
Yoga, I guess, and freaking Starbucks.
What's their culture? Those countries that you talked about.
I mean, Germans have German food. They have German clothes. They speak German. They have language.
That's true.
Irish have
Irish
dishes.
Nobody's walking around with wooden shoes anymore, bro.
Exactly, because this phenomenon has enveloped the entire world.
Yeah.
We're living under the tyranny of the global monoculture. This room we're shooting in right now.
It makes me terrified that you live with this mind all the time.
Bro, think about the fact that we're shooting this right now in Los Angeles.
If I had to walk around and think about things the way you think about it all the time, I'd be so...
Well, think about the fact that we're shooting this right now in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
This room could be in London.
Yep.
It could be in Kuala Lumpur.
It will
be in Nigeria. It could be in South Africa.
Yep.
Like, the whole world is just, what, it's all the same now? It's one big fucking, this soup?
It's not.
Culture soup?
It's not.
Isn't it?
It's not.
A lot of culture is gone forever.
It's not, though. It's not. You'll be just overseas recently.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not the case.
That's facts.
Absolutely not. They have their own customs. They have their own dress. They have their own religion.
That makes me happy.
Their own
it makes
thought.
Me happy.
Of course that,
that
makes me happy. Like, I don't want to go to a place and it's the same fucking shit over there, too.
Yeah.
Like, get out of here. I don't mind if I hear, you know, Frank Sinatra playing when I land in Malaysia or something. Like, it's fine. It's still music.
It's the world.
It's the world.
The world has
exactly.
become. And the internet has put this on hyperspeed.
Yeah.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, yes, how you doing? I wanted to see about coming in today, see if you had an opener on your schedule anytime I can come through. I really was hoping for a reading. I moved here from Austin, Texas, and unfortunately I lost my dog Joaquin about a week ago, and I can't even locate him.
Okay. How did you hear about me?
You came highly recommended in the Google search. Saw 4.7 reviews on Google reviews, so I thought, hell, shit, she's got to be legit. So called you up. It's the best reviewed out of all them other fakes.
Okay. And what time would you like to talk?
Whatever's good for you, because I got to find Joaquin. That son bitch done had cancer for about 3 months. Can't find the son bitch. I don't know who the hell took him. I suspect my Pakistani neighbor done took the son bitch, but he don't never answer the fucking door. But I want to just get some proper information from you, see if you can communicate him with the dark spirits you speak to, probably, and just flip over them cards over and just tell me what the fuck's going on so I can connect these dots and get my damn dog back.
Okay.
Damn Pakistani son of a bitch. But I'm just suspecting at this point. That's why I want to get to the bottom of things. But you come highly reviewed by Google, and Google's damn God at this point. You know what I mean?
Yes. I guess I could see you in the next hour. Can you make it?
Next hour. I'm in Pasadena. Where are you at again? I didn't see the damn location. Sorry about that.
Hollywood.
Hollywood. Okay. That should be about 20, 30 minutes from where I am. I'll call you in about 5 minutes to see if we can get that son of a bitch. Do you mind if I video record our session? Is that possible? So when I find that son of a bitch?
No, that's not a very good idea.
Why, does a demon show up on camera? Is that what it is?
Really? Really? Prank calls? This is what we are resorting to now. I am way too intellectually sound to comment on such a thing.
But it sounds perfectly in line for these two jokers. We hope you enjoyed the episode of Joking Not Joking. We'll be back with another round, and hope to see you there. Signing off for now, it is your professor. Stay real, dimwits.
Joking Not Joking is a Luminary original. Original audio production, music, and sound design by Salt. Executive produced by Noah Gersh, Jamie Schuffman, Nick Panama, and Kenzie Wilbur. Head of creative, Jordan Galvin. Head of production, Liz LeMay. Head of post-production, Robert Adler. Produced by Imran Ali Malik and Aaron Kennedy. Supervising producers, Ali Strobel and Alice Bierne. Post-production supervisor, Ali Honore. Edited by Jeffrey Muchnick and Aaron Kennedy. Sound design and music by Matthew Cellelli. Mixed by Aaron Kennedy. Recorded by Aaron Kennedy, Zach Jurich, and Mario Borgata. Guest booking by Drive Entertainment and Hager Eldos. Additional music courtesy of Extreme Music.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.